part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
The time is 10:36 here on Adventist World Radio. Welcome back, and that's how we wrap up our music segment, where we were asking our listeners to send their favorite gospel song request on +27 34 70 35 20. All right, we are getting into our conversation of the day with Yolanda Rudman. We are looking at our feature, Mental Health Awareness, Personality Disorders. Our topic for the day, we are looking at the role of therapy in managing personality disorders. All right. Yolanda is on the line. Yolanda, good morning and welcome to Mid Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. Always fun being with you guys.
Oh, thank you so much for your time, Yolanda. And without any waste of time, Yolanda, let's get into our conversation for the day. So we are looking at the role of therapy in managing personality disorders. Therapy isn't a quick fix, but for people with personality disorders, it can be a lifeline. With the right type of therapy and consistent support, healing is absolutely possible. So today we are looking at the therapeutic tools and approaches that truly makes a difference. So what types of therapy are most commonly used to treat personality disorders, such as CBT, DBT, schema therapy?
Yes, several evidence-based therapies are commonly used to treat personality disorders, and the choice often depends on the specific need of the individual. So yes, as you've mentioned, one of the most widely known is dialectical behavior therapy, or DBT, which is originally developed for people with borderline personality disorder. And it focuses very much on building skills like emotion regulation, distress tolerance, and improving relationships. So that's more of a behavioral therapy. And then you can also have your cognitive behavior therapies and your schema therapies that are more thought-related therapies, as it's very ingrained thought patterns that have happened over quite some time, which these individuals are reacting on. Here at Vista, we also have a DBT program. I just finished one last night, and it's very much focused on helping individuals develop skills to help them through these very emotional outburst or emotional struggles that they may have.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much for that, my sister. And why is consistency and long-term commitment to therapy important in treating personality disorders?
Oh, that is such an important question. And as I just alluded to, personality disorders tend to involve deeply ingrained patterns of thinking, feeling, and behavior, often developing over years. So change doesn't happen overnight. So consistency allows for trust to be built between the person and their therapist, which is essential for long-term treatment. And then long-term therapy provides a safe space to gradually unpack difficult emotions, develop new skills, and test them out in real life. So that would be the main reason that long-term commitment to therapy has the best outcome.
And how can therapy help both the individual and their family system?
Therapy not only helps the individual understand and manage their emotions and behavior, but it can also be transformative for the entire family system. When someone in the family has a personality disorder, it can create a lot of confusion, conflict, or emotional distance. So family members may not understand what's going on, or they may take things personally that aren't really meant that way. Therapy helps everyone involved just gain more insight and help them set boundaries, communicate better, have better family structure, and that just helps the whole family just function as a better unit at the end of the day. And that's always what we strive for.
Yolanda, you once mentioned that people with these disorders, they are not harmful to themselves. My question is that how long does it take for one to realize that they are dealing with a personal disorder?
It's very difficult to say. That's a question asking how long is a rope or a piece of string Normally, and I continue to say that how do we differentiate or how do we know that there's a problem or that I need to seek help? And the number one indicating factor is a decline in functionality. You're starting to experience more conflict in your relationships. You are behaving in ways that you feel are not yourself. You are more emotional. You're feeling just more conflict and experiencing just more general turmoil, finding it difficult to work. And these are always indicators that, hey, there's something that might be up. Maybe I'm just lacking a skill. And then it's always worth checking out, seeing either a general practitioner or then reaching out to a mental health professional like a psychologist or psychiatrist.
All right. And what role does medication play, if any, in managing symptoms?
Symptoms specifically for personality disorders, there's no specific medication to treat personality disorder itself. But medication can play a very supportive role, especially with comorbid conditions. So people who have personality disorders may also have a depression or anxiety or experience some of those symptoms. And medication can support with alleviating those symptoms. But there's no medication for treating personality disorder itself.
Let's say someone is taking a medication for something else. Can they experience the side effects, maybe?
I think with every medication that you're taking, whether it's a Panadu, whether it is a whatever, it always comes with side effects. Some people experience it more intense than others. So when we look at medication, the positive thing is there are different medication options available, and therefore we'll always look at the one with the least amount of symptoms for you, but also at the end of the day looking at the symptoms or side effects of the medications that I'm experiencing are far less than the symptoms I would be experiencing have I not take the medication. And then that's also a choice that you and your psychiatrist or doctor have to talk about. Is the experiencing of the symptoms of a disorder so much more prevalent and so much more impactful and damaging than those of the medication? Mm. And that's a risk we all take. Just taking antibiotics or any other over-the-counter medication, everything comes with side effects.
All right. For me to approach someone, don't get me wrong, that I see this person is having this disorder, personality disorder, and say maybe let's say I go to that person and say, I feel like I'm seeing something in you. I don't know how to ask this question, but I think you understand where I'm going with this question. So let's say I'm trying to help this person.
Oh, okay, so trying to help people if you're seeing something, I would always just say, you know, going up to someone saying, hey, I think you have this, can sometimes be very jarring. It can be very an aggressive approach. So my best advice would always be how to support people would just be, you know what, I can identify that maybe you're going through something. I can see that you're maybe struggling. Please note that I'm here and I'm willing to walk this journey with you. I'm not a doctor. I don't necessarily know what's wrong with you or if there is anything wrong with you. But I know that right now you're not your best self or the way I know you or the way you normally come across. So no, I'm here. I'll walk this journey with you. And then you can always educate yourself, read up a little bit more about it. And then you can always tell your friend or the person that you're approaching, oh, I read about this. Do you think that maybe this is more applicable to you? And then really just gauge the situation. If that person feels this is more of an attack and they start pulling away, rather than just say, I'm here to support, because you always run that risk to kind of say, hey, I know you have a personality disorder. This is what I think you must do. And then you just end up pushing that person away, making them less likely to seek support from you or a professional.
Wow, powerful one, my sister. Thank you so much. And how can access to therapy be improved, especially in unserved areas?
Oh, this is such a crucial issue.
Yes,
so access can be improved in several ways. So first, expanding community-based mental health services and integrating them in primary healthcare settings can help reach people where they are. Then secondly, training more professionals in therapies like DBT or schema therapy, educating people more about mental health disorders. Telephone therapy or online therapy, giving people more access to these facilities or these helplines. But The very first intervention for getting services to people is breaking down the stigma. The minute we start having conversations and saying that this isn't something that should be demonized, this isn't something bad, this isn't something that you should be ashamed of, and we start really breaking down that stigma, it allows people to feel more comfortable in reaching out, asking for help, asking for support, and then they can actually access these resources that are out there.
All right, thanks, Yolanda. Just a follow-up question. Essentially, like, if we are in a situation or a circumstance where now we have a lot more people signing up to be a part of this movement to try and reach people who are unaware of this, how many more people would we need? What are the statistics like currently?
Statistics currently I don't have on the tip of my fingers, so I'll be really sucking that out of my thumb if I had to answer you on specific mental health disorders or specific personality disorders currently. But I do think that, as I said, for the most part, having individuals just becoming aware of what's happening around them in their communities and seeing how they can support is always step one.
Well, thank you so much, Yolanda, for your time, and have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That was Yolanda. Hey, what a rush. That was Yolanda coming from the Visa Clinic. We were talking about mental health awareness, personality disorders, the role of therapy in managing personality disorders. Hey, some people, they don't even know that they have personality disorders. When you see someone doing things, extreme things, man, behaving in a certain way, there are people who are like, mina, mina, mina. It's always about them, mina, 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 mina. And they become aggressive sometimes. Sometimes, Yolanda mentioned a lot of things. Uti abantu who've got this personality disorder. They are dealing with a lot. I'll end up saying things.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.